to go back down to the pen and lead another group of sheep to slaughter. The New Zealanders call that sheep the Judas sheep. There has always been, in the history of the church, a major danger to God's people by those who would lead the church to its destruction as agents of the enemy. And consequently, the scripture has much to say about how God views those who are false, those who pretend to be friends but really represent the enemy. And such false leaders are Peter's concern as he writes to the Christians scattered around the Gentile world in this epistle. This letter serves not only as a warning to them, but a warning to us to set our defenses against such false teachers as are bound to infiltrate, claim to be our friends with the goal in mind of leading us to slaughter. Remember, Satan's most subtle operation is to falsify God's truth from inside the church, to pose as one of us, a friend, a sheep like us, thus to deceive, thus to destroy. As Peter pens this second chapter, he unmasks the traitors. This, as I noted for you, this chapter is parallel to the little epistle of Jude. They have much in common, and you should study that single chapter of Jude because of its close association to this chapter. But as Peter pens the words of this chapter, he carefully paints the portrait of the false teacher so you can recognize him. He doesn't want any Eli Cohens, any Judas sheep, any false teachers to be able to carry on their work with the church not recognizing them. Now, he starts out with a sketch in verses 1 to 3, and then in verses 4 to 22, he paints it in full color. Let's just look again at the sketch. Verse 1. But false prophets also arose among the people. You remember I told you that's the Jewish people. Just as there will also be false teachers among you. That's the